If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Listen, you guys know I'm a little high maintenance with certain things. And, you know, with my hair, oh my God, especially. I have difficult hair. And the only products I use are Way. Now, here's the thing. I like something high-end. You know, I'm a little bit of a diva. But I have found that most high-end hair products cost so much freaking money. Well, not Way. I love their detox shampoo. It smells so freaking good. It helps with oiliness and unwanted shine. I also use their anti-dandruff shampoo. Listen, I'll admit it. It's great. It fights flakes. It also smooths my scalp. And it's so gentle. It doesn't irritate. Their scalp serum. Oh my God. So that's my favorite. That's a daily product. You can use it day or night. I use it in the morning. And it just helps. It leaves your hair so, it smells so good. It leaves your hair stronger and fuller. Healthy, happy hair starts here. So go to THEOUAI.com and use code VELVETROPE for 15% off your entire purchase. That's THEOUAI.com. Use code VELVETROPE and you'll get 15% off. You will love these hair care products and you can thank me later. Welcome back to our part two sit down with Anakin Kosase and her daughter, Beba, Real Housewives of Miami. If you haven't heard part one, check it out. We talk all about Anna and Beba's time on RHOM back in the day, season two, guys. And then she was a friend of for season three. So we talk about the starts of RHOM, their experience, the end for them. We talk about the return of RHOM. All our favorite people are back. We talk about Gertie and Nicole and all the newbies. And we are about to just continue this conversation, focusing on season four and five of RHOM. Anna doesn't hold back. Beba doesn't hold back. We have a lot to say. So stay tuned for part two. And if you haven't heard part one, check it out. RHOM, Anna and Beba, they're back. Here you go. Are you shocked that like both of you that like, okay, we want something for 10 years. I mean, are you shocked that this is back, that they actually made it happen? Like, but willed it into existence?
I am. I'm definitely shocked. Because like, it just took so like, why now? You know,
well, but because I think what's happening with the whole franchise.
With Miami as a franchise, or you're saying Real Housewives as a
Real Housewives as a, as a as an entire franchise?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It's taken a bit of a nosedive, you know, and it's kind of people, because the whole thing is so predictable, you know, the format is so predictable, people are getting bored and everyone's a critic and the audience is like, they demand certain things. And so I think they figured Peacock needs content. You know, I think Danny Pellegrino, whatever, you know, Andy is very easily, what do you call it? You know the word I'm looking for.
Swayed.
Swayed by some people. Some people have a lot of influence. He's easily influenced. And Danny's one of those people, for whatever reason, had influence over him. And had COVID not happened, it may not have happened. We had time during COVID to have conversations we wouldn't have had otherwise. You know, we watched Tiger King. So we considered Miami. Same thing.
Well, I had the glorious Miss Carol Baskin on here not once, but twice.
Oh, my God. Really? I wrote her hate mail once.
Oh, my God.
I have a thing for Carol. I have just a...
You like her?
I do. I have a soft spot for her. Wow. I do.
He also loves Kim D.
Well, she's like, no, Carol, I have a soft spot. Listen, you know, it's not as a neutral podcast host, unless you do me wrong, then I'll talk. But other than that, it's not really my job to judge. So I just ask the facts and I let the audience decide if everything you've seen on Tiger King about Carol is true or not. And then
you are a lawyer.
It's not really my, but I... I one-on-one like this, I have a soft spot for Carol. Now, after I had her on, my DMs filled up with a lot of people that know her, and they're like, oh my God, you were played and this and that. And I'm
played,
like,
you're crazy. She makes husband burgers.
Ooh, I'm like, you could thank be you. Next. I'm like, thank you for looking out for me, but I'm going to be fine. Are you shocked like that? Like, so, you know, you're shocked, babe, that it's back and mm-hmm. Anna, you're not. Like, are you shocked at the return players that like it was Alexia and Larsa and Lisa?
No.
They were the ones that were
that
begging.
Makes sense. Yeah. Like, and also I think when people, there was a fan base from Miami that was calling for the show to come back because of the women. Like, you're not calling for something to be back and then recasting the whole thing. So, and then I think the people that they did cast just like fit really well. I will say Miami is a fun show to watch. Like, yeah, I actually enjoy it.
I watch it.
It's
I like
just
it.
Personal because my mom was on it and these women have like,
well, then we know when they're faking stuff because totally we know that,
you see it with a different lens, but the mm-hmm. show in itself and the new people, I love all the stories. I love when we have little beats with Nicole and Gertie and stuff, because
those
I'm
are
like,
great.
It's so refreshing. And I'm like, this is also a representation of Miami that we didn't see before, you know?
Right. Women who work, women who
totally
who have accomplished something, women who are smart. And it's just, it's funny to watch when you see like Nicole and Gertie on social media, and then you think of the other ones, they go, oh, they don't stand a chance. You know what I mean? They're going to be, you know, chewed up and swallowed whole, you know, or you can't chew up and swallow whole, but yeah. Something
chew
like
up
that.
And swallow whole.
Right. Like when you see Nicole get into that thing with Marisol or whatever, and she's just being herself, you're saying like, what? Like, oh, these women wake up and they've,
right, exactly. Like you are, you know, do not engage in the battle of the wits when you're unarmed, basically.
What about Larsa? I mean, do you think, because there was talk when this came back, like, do you think in part this got greenlit besides all the people pushing mm-hmm. for it? Like, because, you know, Larsa went and became best friends with Kim. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. I think Larsa has a reach outside of Miami that no one else really has. And you know, for the most part, she has, you know, she's been seen with Scott Disick. Now
she's the most famous out of all.
She is, right. And so Larsa isn't a huge personality on the show, but part of her charm, if you will, is that she's not a huge person. She's like, whatever.
She's,
you know,
like, everything. Like,
it's
so
all
chill.
Like very low key. It's all very.
Like, I like Larsa.
No, I do too. I'm just saying that's her style. There is no, it doesn't seem desperate. It doesn't to me. So I like her.
I would agree with all that. I think it got, I mean, I personally think it in part got greenlit because of Larsa.
Yeah,
for sure.
Makes sense.
It does make sense. Why do you think that, and I agree, I don't feel she's thirsty. Why do you think that Adriana or Adriana is so obsessed with Larsa and the Kardashians? Like, why was that a thing that was brought to the show?
That was weird.
I think that, you know, I like Adriana because Adriana has never hid the fact that she wants the spotlight. She likes the spotlight. She'll do anything for the spotlight. She's not like a hypocrite about it. She's just like, yeah, I'll do it. I'm going to sing. I'm going to whatever. She'll do anything. By the way, I think she looks incredible. I don't understand what fountain of youth she's dipping her toe in. But anyway, she becomes obsessed with people that are a little bit more famous than her, or a lot in this case. So when I was on, she was obsessed with Joanna. Really bothered her.
That's
and
right.
And I'm Dancing with the Stars and whatever, you know, she would just not leave her
She's
alone.
Jealous.
Yeah, I think there's a jealousy.
She's just jealous.
Right. And maybe she looks at Larsa and she says she doesn't understand why she's famous. And, you know, she thinks Larsa has a fat ass and whatever. She doesn't understand that thick is a thing that people like now. I don't know.
I do appreciate the fact that Adriana like actually calls people out on her, on their
too.
Shit. Like that is what you want. Whereas everybody else, I think sometimes on these series, like cowers, and they're like, what? I never said that. What are you talking
she
about?
She deserves
like, no,
to
you
be
have
a housewife.
Fake ass.
Yeah. She deserves to be a housewife. I don't know why they haven't given her whatever. Yeah.
You think she deserves to be upgraded?
Yeah. I think she deserves to be upgraded. And I also think that instead of the mojito, they should each be holding a kilo of cocaine.
Oh my God.
Why is that?
Yeah, okay. Just because Miami, it's not
Miami
the 80s.
And how many of them are 80s co-cores, you know?
Oh my God.
I Never see no more tequila for me.
Just no more tequila.
You could have one more shot. It's fine.
No. Look, you guys watched, you know, there is a connection from people who were out there in the late 80s, not, you know, whatever, of this connection. And if, you know, they hung out, Alexi and Marisol hung out with a lot of drug dealers. Alexi married a drug dealer. During that time, I was in law school having babies. So, you know, I just didn't have the time.
Well, there was a Netflix special or whatever that Netflix show was. What about, you know, rumor is Larsa's dating Michael Jordan's son now.
Yeah.
I saw that. Oh, that Michael B. Jordan?
No. Jordan's son? Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
Just Michael Jordan's son.
Michael Jordan and Juanita's son?
Do you think that's to stick it to Scottie Pippen?
I am a gay man and never thought that, but other people have put that on my radar. I never would have thought that, but that is a thing. That's a thing. That people
I think the way that they ended things, like in like even towards the end of last season, it seemed like my crying child.
They can come in. That's fine.
Maybe that's why she's crying.
We've had many a dog or cat baby? Or a baby on the show. Yes, we've had many babies. You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water, and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE. Big change in my life, which you guys know. I'm now splitting my time between New York and LA, and LA is a driving town, except I don't drive. So, you know, I'm taking Ubers everywhere, and I swear to you, this is not the place to complain, but these Uber drivers are so... Why are we speeding up if the traffic light is going from yellow to red? And then we think we're going to make the light, but then you slam on the brakes. None of that matters because I have Relief Band. Before Relief Band, I used to get sick on a daily basis with a severe headache, not anymore. Relief Band is the number one cleared anti-nausea wristband that's been clinically proven to relieve and effectively prevent nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers, even morning sickness. It's literally a band you wear on your wrist, and you can change the intensity depending upon how you are feeling to make it stronger or weaker. So if you want the band that actually works at relieving your nausea, check out Relief Band. Right now, we've got an exclusive offer just for Behind the Velvet Rope listeners. Go to reliefband.com and use promo code VELVET to get 20% off plus free shipping. Head to reliefband.com and use promo code VELVET for 20% off plus free shipping. You all might think I make it look easy running this podcast, but 4 years later, I can tell you it hasn't been. The hardest part for me, honestly, has been hiring good people. I either can't find people that are qualified to do all these jobs that I need, editing, producing, or I find someone that qualified and then they leave me. It's not me, is it? I don't think so. But listen, now I can actually look forward to hiring because I have Indeed. It's really changed my life. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. So I don't have to spend like multiple hours on different job sites and looking for people with the right skills. I have no spare time, if you haven't noticed. And what I love is their instant match. As soon as you sponsor a post, you get a short list of qualified candidates whose resumes on Indeed match my job description. So I can invite them all to apply in one place right away. Quick. That's how I need to work here, people. Indeed knows when you're growing your own business, like here behind the Velvet Rope, you have to make every dollar count. And that's why with Indeed, you only pay for quality applications that match your must-have job requirements. Visit Indeed.com/velvet to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/velvet. Let me say it one more time. Indeed.com/velvet. Terms and conditions apply. Cost per application, pricing not available for everyone. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So I don't believe that. I think that Lars's world is very much about basketball. Her son just got drafted not long ago with somebody. Lakers, right? I mean, like a
Lakers.
That's not a small thing. So
it's when huge.
Your child is now in the NBA, you're very immersed in that world. And so whatever surrounds you constantly, that's what.
No,
that's
mommy, where you're so naive. She absolutely did it to stick it to Scottie Pippen.
Okay.
You think?
She did. To stick it to- absolutely. Because the way that things ended, I think it just wasn't like a super positive thing.
But I think that Scottie Pippen and her.
Did he
leave? Yeah, I think that they're friendly. And I think, I don't know. I think Scottie maybe that.
And Michael Jordan?
No, Scottie and Lars, I don't think it's a bad relationship. Oh,
I think, I don't know. I think, I just remember something from last season being like kind of up and down. I don't know.
I
just think, like, what a choice to, I mean, she has the pick of the litter here. Okay. She can hook up with anybody she wants. Why him?
Yeah.
Well, you're in Hollywood as a producer, like anyone who famous do you think would be a good match for Larsa? Anyone come to the top of your
God,
good answer I just, too, Anna.
I think Pete Davidson should just get in when he can. Just get it in there, get in, get out.
Exactly. He should get in and get out. And you know, or there's not.
You know who would be a great match for Larsa Pippen?
Who?
Scott Disick.
Yeah,
because they're like, you know, not that Lars is like trashy, but like it just like the vibe feels like it.
No, they're both Kardashian adjacent.
Right.
And they really like that. And their connection to Kardashians is really such a huge part of their identity. So I do think they would have a lot of.
Comedy, yeah, why right? not? I think that would be a good match.
I'm all for that. And, you know, Scott, Chris has come out and said many times, like, Scott is in this family, regardless of Courtney.
Yes.
If you imagine like Scott going to the Kar Jenner Christmas party and being like, here's my, I'm sure he would have to clear this first, but here's my date, Larsa Pippen.
I think we just created a really great storyline for Kardashians and
season
for
three.
Real Housewives. Yeah.
I was going to say the Kardashians will be like, okay, this is not going on camera. Whereas the producers for Real Housewives of Miami would be like, this needs to be right. Let's give Larsa.
This is going
to
be the whole super tease of the show.
Well, I heard that Larsa had gotten together with, or there was a picture on Instagram where she had gotten together with Scott Disick.
Yeah.
And the producers were upset that she didn't call them to film it, which is reasonable because they're producers and they need this show to. I mean, I would be mad if I was a producer. They want this show to succeed. You know, they've had successful things happening, like Married with Children has, like, I don't know, 200, not Married with Children, Married with Medicine has, you know, over 150 episodes, and they have hit some hits, and this has been, you know, they want it to succeed.
They want it to succeed. Are you shocked, you know, looking forward in the trailer, we see this new season is coming. Are you shocked that we do see, I mean, first of all, are you shocked Leah Black wasn't part of season four? And are you shocked that we see her appear in season five?
I'm not shocked because I knew that she was going on, but I loved the moment in BravoCon when they aired that preview and the
crowd went wild.
The crowd went wild when Lisa, when Leah was on screen. People love Leah, and I would love pay money for Leah to go back because I don't know what Alexia and Marisol would know what to do with themselves, even Adriana, but Adriana would be smart.
She would add such a layer to the show too. She's older, wiser, you know.
Yeah And she understands production too. I think she knows what to give, you know. But she did it, you know. She Lisa asked her to, and I'm not want to speak for her, but I think she was a little bit reluctant, but she did it anyway. I believe it was a one-shot deal. I don't know exactly how many parts they're going to cut it to.
And you think what? Do you think that originated from Lisa or from a producer?
Oh God, I don't know. It could be Lisa. Like, Lisa's surrounded by idiots. She really needs somebody to give her some real advice, some advice that comes from not only somebody that, yes, is older and wiser and knows the history between them, but she does have, you know, it's not like she's a lawyer, but she's been married to one of the, you know, most prominent lawyers in the country for decades, and some stuff rubs off. So I do think that she has, and you know, she's wise. So yeah, could have been either way.
Well, I have two things to say to that. First of all, I mean, can't Leah give her advice off camera?
Oh yeah, she can, but I think what they wanted to accomplish is what we saw, you know, at BravoCon, that it's exciting to see people from the past. You know, yeah. It is. They want to know what happened, you know, what's going on with these people. What happened to, you know, one of the reasons they wanted like some kind of tying loose ends is because last everybody saw, I was best friends with Marisol and was defending her to my detriment, you know? What happened? You know, I was sitting next to Alexia at the reunion and she was crying and I was crying because of her son and what she's been through and defending her. And that's the last thing they saw.
Yeah.
And my fault. Oh, my file folder. And my file folder behind the.
Yeah. You know, my mom created receipts at the reunion. I swear.
Was that the first time we saw receipts?
It was the first time that somebody brought a folder of evidence to a reunion to be like, oh, you're saying that? Well, here's this. But they cut it all out because Leah Black's husband, what's his name? Joe Black, Roy Black.
Roy Black
threatened to sue Bravo if anything.
We don't know that for sure. No, but
we do know that.
Interesting. So first of all, leave it to a lawyer to bring actual receipts.
Yeah. But
second of all, I mean, Anna, you should have been getting credit for all these years.
I know. What the hell?
I know. I didn't really know that until Beva said it.
Because it was the first time it happened, because I remember watching the reunion that my mom was in and being mortified by my mom because she looked crazy.
Like, I looked crazy. I had Oompa Loompa 10.
Yeah, that too. You looked crazy physically, but you also,
I remember.
Yeah. She looked crazy physically and she looked crazy mentally. And I was like, oh my God. And the fact that she brought a folder of like things, I was like, you're embarrassing. And that's
because
too
Marisol
much.
Marisol told me.
No, I know. I know.
Plane,
I know.
You know, and I believed it. And so I asked, what do I do? And then I just had somebody send me.
But now, you know, everybody stuff. Does it.
Yeah.
Well, I too have spoken to Leah and have had her on the show. And yes, I have to say, who doesn't love Leah? And B, when you talk about like thirsty versus non-thirsty, Leah Black is so authentically herself. Yeah. I mean, there's no thirst, but she is herself. Like, so whatever you see up there on the screen is what she is. Like, that's why
and
we love
her. People want that. People really want that.
What do you think about, you know, like, I think last season there was some criticism of like, oh my God, it's the Alexia show. Well, you know, whatever. This season, it seems like it's going to be the Lisa show.
It's a Lisa show.
Yeah. What do you think of, I mean, all of this that Lisa's going through? Are you shocked she's getting a divorce from Lenny?
I'm not shocked. Not for obvious reasons, you know, not for because I knew anything, just because just watching the season, he seemed very disinterested at times.
It was dark to watch.
He seemed like he was withholding affection when she was begging for it, almost as if somebody was watching the show that then was going to recriminate him for it. I'm making this up. Honestly, this is just my opinion, but it looked like that. He was like a little bit, he was not in it. And it just seemed that he had lost interest in her completely. Yeah. And you know what? I feel awful for her because she did everything that he wanted and she gave him the children and everything else. I know from the season that I was on that, you know, he's an only child of, you know, Russian parents, you know, Jewish, you know, serious Ashkenazi Jewish people that are very A, ethnocentric, B, think their son and don't, it's not that they think their son is that their son is Doogie Howser. Their son is just was like one of these that at 14 years old, I don't know, had finished medical school. And so he meets a Canadian girl in the Las Vegas pool and marries her. And they're probably thinking, no, you don't marry. That's for here, not to go, you know, that's to eat here, not to go. That's a Cuban saying. And so, you know, he took it to go. And I think that over time, I don't think that she's dumb. I don't want to say that. What I'm saying is she's that he's dumb. Very smart. And I think that he needs more.
Yeah.
Not that,
but
I think
it's not that he needs more. He's also, what do you mean he needs more? He's dating a fucking
that's
model.
What I'm saying. Right. Exactly. No, I think he needed more from a wife. And, you know, barring that she doesn't have that, now he has a 26-year-old that he forgets it, whether or not, by the way, we don't know if she's the, you know, a member of Mensa or something
she's
like that.
Not.
She could be.
I think we can all assume she's not.
Okay. That's, you know what? That's just so weird being the president of the Woke Olympics. Because
I'm not the president of the Woke Olympics. I'm the secretary of the Woke Olympics.
Okay. Whatever. Anyway, a beautiful woman can be brilliant.
Absolutely. She sure. is not.
I would agree. I would agree with both of those statements. And she also, I mean, he right. The guy, he's going to marry someone the same because she looks exactly like Lisa also. So he exactly. has a tie. He has a tie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you think she looks like Lisa, I guess.
Well, a lot of things.
She's an Eastern European Lisa. Well, I mean, what, the circle tits? Everybody in Miami has that.
But, yeah. you know, there's like all of it, all of it.
But they're new everything. Circle tits. There's right. different circle tits.
Listen, I also would like to go out and date a plastic surgeon. There's probably no better.
Yeah.
Like, so
for sure. That's investing in your future.
Yeah. So I don't think Letty's going to have any trouble finding someone. I don't think this is.
He's gotten ugly as hell. He's gotten ugly.
I don't find him attractive at all. But. Ugh. I mean, again, when it's a plastic surgeon, I might lose my sight.
Yeah. Listen, you take one for the team.
Yeah. What do you think of Marisol's husband?
I need to see him again. He's not bad. He's not bad.
Yeah,
he's
I don't think he's ugly.
No, he seems sweet.
I don't think he's bad. And I don't think Todd's bad. I think Todd is
you think Tony Marinara's cute?
In a weird way. Yeah. I do.
Interesting.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I'm not like waiting in line for either of them, but I think Marisol's husband and Alexia's husband.
Yeah, I find Marisol's husband attractive. More attractive, yeah. more yeah. polished, less
yeah, me too.
Bada bing, you know? Yeah.
Those two. And then obviously Gertie's husband.
Oh, Gertie's husband can yes. get it.
Yeah.
Those would be the three.
I actually find Anthony attractive, but it's because I know Anthony.
He's cute too. Yeah.
He's so
that's
smart.
Nicole's husband.
He's such a gentleman.
No, but Gertie's husband is better.
No,
Gertie's yeah. husband is like, there's something.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, you look at what's his name? At Anthony, and I don't know, there's like power, you know, power rich. and you know, there, it's like a combination of power and Creed cologne. I don't know,
but look, okay, I mean,
relax.
The producers secretly must be, you know, like, we have things that happen in the real world that are, you know, Erica Jane and Don't Let It Be About Tom with Luann. Like, this Lisa divorce, I mean, they have to be saying, like, wow, we have our season 5.
Oh,
like,
are you kidding me? This is the greatest thing that could have happened to Miami.
And I think season 5 and 6, because think about it. Lisa's going to go through this really hard divorce. She's been thrown out of her $52 million mansion. Her kids
and then she's going to start dating
and whatever. Yeah. So,
which I don't know. I don't really care to see anybody dating. But yeah, I think at the end of the day, it's like, with a housewife series, you have the interrelational drama, but that is not enough to sustain a season. The way that, like, you have that with Salt Lake, but then you have Jen Shah going to prison for 50 years. You have that with Beverly Hills. And then you have Erica Jane not wanting to return $1.3 million earrings.
Does everyone need to take a breath today? Listen, I can't tell you how stressed out I was all the time before I discovered Innovative Extracts. I mean, that shouldn't shock you, right? You listen to this podcast 5 days a week. I mean, do I seem like a calm person? Well, let me tell you, I am much, much calmer and much more relaxed and much better at work because of Innovative Extracts. Innovative Extracts offers a full lineup of CBD and THC products for everything. Anxiety, mood improvement, even pain, improved sleep. I sleep so much better now. If you need something to help take the edge off, look no further. They have gummies, creams, vapes. They even have these drops that you put under your tongue. They have a full line of Delta 8, 9, and 10 THC products, and they're legal and they don't require any medical card. So easy. And they ship to most states. And get this, right now they're giving 40%, which is crazy. What sponsor of ours gives 40% off? 40% off by using promo code VELVET. www.ie-cbd.com and get 40% off today by using the code VELVET at checkout. Oh my God. Are you guys loving The Real Friends of WeHo? I mean, we have a few episodes in. The drama is getting like more intense each episode. And I'm here in WeHo. So, I mean, I have to tell you, you cannot go to the bars, the restaurants. I mean, everyone is talking about this show. And between me and like all of my friends here, like we know these guys in real life and they're really just like they seem on the show. I mean, you guys also know Brad Goreski from Rachel Zoe. I mean, Fashion Police, Todrick Hall. Oh my God. There's so much out there about Todrick, James Vaughn, Curtis Hamilton, and Joey Zauzig. I mean, there's so much press about this show. I'm sure you guys are loving it. We're going to be breaking it down all season. Sorry, it's like The Gay Housewives. I've been waiting for this for years. And I also love how they break the fourth wall. I mean, I love how they're actually talking about the fact that they're famous and they're in the media. And, you know, that to me is such a unique take on a reality TV show. So don't miss The Real Friends of WeHo, all part of MTV's new Friday nights after RuPaul's Drag Race, this Friday at 9, 8 Central, an all-new episode on MTV. That's right. This Friday, 9, 8 Central, another new episode on MTV right after Drag Race.
Like, it's always more interesting to have the true crime behind it.
Right. Well, that's true. That's another thing that's happening on Housewives now that didn't really used to happen before. There's so much more outside the four walls of your TV.
Yeah.
So much more going on. So
and the stakes are higher. Like, real world things happening. So,
and not only that, the housewives that have been on longer are making real money that they would not have a source to make otherwise. In other words, you know what I mean? Like if they didn't have that, they would have nothing. So that's where the desperation comes from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to the new season?
Not as much as I thought I would be, to be honest. Like when that trailer came out, I thought I was going to be like, oh my God. Yeah.
Me too.
And then I was like,
man. The first season trailer looked so good. This one is.
And also because it was returning, like it was very exciting, whatever. And now that it's like back for like, you know, it's back again. I'm just kind of like, nah, whatever.
But it might be great. I mean, I'm definitely, we will definitely watch.
Still going to watch. I'm just saying, I'm not, you know, itching to have it air right now.
What about Beba? Do you talk to, because, you know, we had that Watch What Happens Live special with Housewives Kids. I mean, Gia was there.
I know, like, where the hell was I?
Where were you? Do you talk to other Housewife Kids? Like, do you have any relationships with any of the other Housewife Kids?
You know, I had a relationship like when I was in college again, like when the Housewives series was on. And even like a couple years after that, I had a relationship with Alexia's son, Peter. Who, you know,
define relationship, please.
Yeah.
We were married for a year. Just kidding. we just like hung out as friends. Cause we're the same age. We actually didn't hang around the same crowd, but because I went to school in Miami for college, most people go away to school. I did not. So it's funny. It's like the people who stay end up finding like these weird friends that like, oh, I've known you for a while or this or that, but like never really hung out with you. So Peter Rosella became one of those people and we would hang out. And there was one time that was a little sketchy. He invited us to like, he invited me and like three of my friends to a party. He said it was. And it was, what's that island, mommy, where you have to like get your car on the boat?
Fisher Island.
It was on Fisher Island on a Saturday night. And I was like, qué tragedia. Like now we have to go to Fisher Island. I was a designated driver. I was not drinking that night, which thank God. We got to Fisher Island, opened the door thinking it's a party. And it was Peter Rosello and three other guys smoking from a bong and making drinks. And me and my friends, I told them we were going to a party. They were like, Beba, what the hell? All my friends got roofied that night.
Really?
I'm not.
We don't know who did it. Allegedly,
we don't know who did it, but it doesn't matter. It
was the same.
That group, was the crowd of people.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm done. And that was truly the last time I hung out with him because I was like, this is insane. Like this, I can't trust this guy. I like brought my friends to hang out here, and I got them drugged. Like truly, and,
you
drugged.
Know, there's a thing with the children of housewives. I don't want to talk about all of them, but you know, some of them, that's probably the worst one because since then he's continued doing fucked up things. But I mean, I want to say he's the worst one. I'm so fuck yes, he's the worst one. But you know what I mean? Like nobody is
an adult, he can handle it.
Getting I don't know, nobody's becoming a neurosurgeon. I mean, I don't know. Like Frankie is good. Dolores's kids are good kids too.
I love Dolores's kids.
Yeah, They're great.
They're cute.
But yeah. Beva wants to be a bartender and watch what happens. Yeah, man,
I want to be a bartender and watch what happens live. I don't think that's too much to ask for.
No.
I mean, you work in reality TV and you're a child of a housewife. I think that's not so far-fetched.
Yeah. I don't think it is either. I think we can make it happen. I just have to I guess I should take a page from Marisol's book. Be like, how did you get a show that was off the air for 8 years to get back on?
Just reach out to Andy. Tell him that's what you want. I mean, honestly, Gia was on and I don't think she, Beva would be a lot more fun.
What do you think of Gia?
I like Gia. You know, it's funny. When I was living in New York, this was years ago, I was working at ABC News, my first internship, and I was vintage shopping.
That's when we were in the Hamptons.
Mommy, this I was not your story. You were not there. You, I
when
was
you
truly,
met Gia, I was with you guys.
I assure you, you were not sister. There. Call you were sister. Not there.
Okay.
I was living in New York. I was still in college and I was hanging out with my friends. We were vintage shopping and I saw Gia. She was little, obviously, because I was 21. And I was we're sisters.
Text your sister right now.
Text her. You're okay. Wrong. You need to accept you're wrong. Yeah. I promise you, you weren't there.
I remember if it was yesterday.
See, this is what people get if they tune into Mommy Issues.
I was there. Exactly. I was there. We were on that street in Southampton where all those stores are.
It was
are.
Not Southampton. And,
oh, Jesus Christ. Beva. I was fucking there. I'm telling you.
Maybe it was East Hampton.
Just text her. It wasn't East Hampton. Text
you know what
her.
It is? My mom is trying to be cool. She was like, we were in the Hamptons. We weren't in the Hamptons. I was
the reason?
Okay. It was, you know, the Lower East Side.
I'm going to be buried there right in front of the palm in East Hampton. Not buried there. My ashes sprinkled in the pond.
Yeah. My mom wants people to think she summers in the Hamptons.
Yeah.
I do summer in the Hamptons. I was just there for 5 months and I just this is literally the second Monday I'm back in New York City. So you can come visit me in the Hamptons.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You can visit him in the Hamptons and pretend to make up stories.
There too.
Listen, we stayed I'll tell you the funniest thing is that many, many years ago, babe, I was 14, 13, and we rented a house for a month in Southampton. And it just became a funny joke. Because we summer in the Hamptons, this is where I want my
because we did it one time.
One time. And that, and was that before, time,
it was
we bumped
the
into Gia at a store.
Oh my
and
God.
I was present.
You're so nuts. You're so nuts.
What do you guys love best about your podcast? All I know is the one episode I heard was you were talking about, bestiality or a goat or something.
Yeah,
and bestiality
my mom
was illegal. I'm like, what is going on this podcast?
But my mom was talking about, she was talking about how she loved the relationships in the 20s. And I was like, oh, when women were suppressed and couldn't do anything. And she's like, well, if I wanted to fuck a goat, it was very strange.
Honestly, you have to go back and listen because that's a very disjointed conversation.
It was
about women being oppressed and me wanting to fuck a goat. But you have to listen. Yeah. We definitely have a difference of opinion.
That's me and Gia.
There's Gia.
And my friend Annalisa. Was Annalisa there in the Hamptons, mommy? No, she wasn't.
I was there.
No, you weren't.
Maybe you guys met Gia twice.
I think we met Gia twice. Can you ask your sister?
No.
Or maybe,
she doesn't want to text her.
Maybe it was another housewife child.
No, maybe
it was Gia.
Do you know? I mean, it sounds like you don't keep in touch with anyone, even Lisa, but do you know Nicole, Gertie, Kiki?
Yes. I know Julia. Nicole because I know her husband. And so I know her. I've never met Julia. I've never met Bertie.
Kiki Barth. Who's coming?
No. I have never met her. No.
She's
but
back.
I love Gertie seems really cool. I like her. By the way, no one wears fashion like Gertie. When Gertie's in the room,
she
you can
great.
All just leave. Yeah.
Kind of. This is how she has a really hot husband. I'm she's been on my show too, and she's gorgeous and beautiful and amazing and all of it.
I like her a lot.
And I think Nicole has done a big blow up, and I think we're just going to continue to see that.
I love Nicole too.
And I mean, we're going to see some new house. I assume they're moving somewhere with this.
Oh, well,
house.
That's right. Yeah, they're living right now in Fisher Island, and they rent. I don't know if they bought or rented an apartment because they sold their house for $43 million to Jeff Bezos' parents.
Well,
and then
insane.
Heather and Terry Dubrow just sold Chateau Dubrow for
$55 million.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, and then Alexia and Tony Marinara were selling their apartment that they were renting.
I saw that.
That is so funny.
They were renting it. They're saying they sold it.
It was for sale. Yeah, oh. It was a rental. I wouldn't doubt that, you know, I don't know what anybody's financial situation is, but the guy does mostly, you know, cryptocurrency stuff. And then I think he does a kind of a commercial leasing and stuff like that. The real estate market is, you know, kind of going into not a great place. I don't know, but the cryptocurrency thing went to hell. So, you know, they were paying like $29,000 a month.
Jesus.
And, you know, Alexa's beauty bar is not bringing in that kind of money.
That was out of all the places, that's my style. Like, that's where I would choose to live Miami. I would take that over Nicole's house, actually.
That's not my style, but it was great. But no, it's not my style at all. Nicole's house is beautiful. Said that his favorite housewife house ever was Nicole and Anthony's house.
I heard that and I was like, wow.
Yeah. Well, although, because it's an understated elegance. It's not a mansion.
It's a mansion, but it feels warm.
It's
still
a proper mansion.
Yeah. There's something about it that's not again, I would take it like,
well, because you're more flashy. You're more flashy.
Plus, if you're going to be in Miami, you want it to be that condo that's like shiny. Like, I get it. I like that too.
And I like understated elegance. That just not understated. That just seemed, I don't know, their house seemed like, oh my, I don't know what it was. Yeah, it was like something about it. And in a way, cold. You say it's warm. Like, that kitchen seemed cold to me. I don't know. It seemed like all the rooms were too sparse in a way.
Yeah, they were. It was a little sterile. I would have added more, you know, a little bit more warmth to it. But just the bones, the actual structure, you know, the location. I love Journey's End. I mean, it was great.
Would you ever, Anna, you've already made it clear that you pretty much would have said no if they called you for season 4 and you do not want to go back, although you might do a girls trip when they do the one season wonders.
One season wonder.
Right. But would you ever be a housewife, Bava?
Yeah.
Really? You could do Beverly Hills.
I could totally do it, but that's because I think I'm built for it. Like, I, especially being a producer, I would be very,
she would be good.
I'd be good at it, but again, I would only do it the same way my mom did it, to promote a business. I wouldn't just do it to do it.
Yeah. Or you could do other, there's so many shows of younger people too, but I don't know.
Why wouldn't you do those, like the Summer House or Winter House? Like, I don't drink like that.
You're married and you have a kid.
Yeah. It wouldn't make any sense, but no, I'm not opposed to doing that. I think I'm a little too young for it. Not to brag. But I am. But I would do it. Yeah.
It's getting younger. I always say the same thing. I would be a housewife because I, doing what I do, know how it works. Oh, and God. I would keep it. Like, I would never, I really would never, I don't see, everyone says this, but I would never go down that road. You could say anything about me. I don't care. Say it on social media, like, this is my job. The check cleared. I'm going to fight with you because this is the job. And you could talk about me on Twitter all day and say the most disgusting things.
Yeah.
Try to dig into my past. I don't care.
It's not going to, it's not going to hurt the way that you think it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
Well, Bava, first of all, this is a surprise to me, but do you have a tagline in mind?
Oh yeah, I've always had a tagline, but it comes with a backstory. I was a mistake. Like, my mom had a baby that was like 6 weeks old when she got pregnant with me, which is insane. So my tagline is, I may have been a mistake, but I was no accident. But this is no accident.
Good. You were a mistake.
Anna's happy with that.
See? I like it. It's cute.
As we wrap up, well, two things. One, who is your favorite housewife to both of you? Because you both, like, you mentioned you have, like, do you have a favorite or one or two favorites?
Garcelle is my favorite.
I think Dorit is my favorite.
Oh, God.
Really?
Yeah. Because I think I like to look at her. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about for me. There's not really that much substance with anybody. So, and I also, controversial, I like Bethany.
I think Bethany too. Do you think Dorit's going to come back next season?
I hope so. I hope it, like, I think she's just like a nice foil to other people. I mean, you know, she, what I mean?
You know, her outfits are great.
Yeah, she's great.
Best fashion. Anything else? Like, what else you guys want to mention? Like, what, I mean, this podcast is great. Everyone needs to listen to Mommy Issues. You do it once a week. Are you loving it?
Once a week. We love it. I love it. I love having like a set time to talk shit with my mom. Like, that's basically all I want to do anyways. And it's fun. It's just been like a fun thing to have on the books. Every week we talk celeb news. We talk Bravo bullshit. We do a quiz at the end of every episode where either I ask my mom a question that's like, you know, in the millennial Gen Z space of like, you know, what does BDE stand for? And she won't know. And then my mom will ask me a question.
Big energy.
Well, now you know, because we've done that quiz question. But she'll ask me a question that's like, you know, harder, I would say.
People really, in fact,
people like the quiz portion of our podcast.
We haven't done it in the last 2 weeks because we had so many listener views, because we're on YouTube as well. People watch a lot on YouTube. And we've had viewer questions, but we need to do the quiz. People,
we do the quiz. Yeah, I just, it's made me realize I'm very... very dumb. I'm very dumb.
Yeah. You just don't know, right, David?
But she didn't know what BDE was. I mean,
I know, but like, I should know the continents and I should know, you know,
what Watergate was.
What Watergate was. And,
or how to change a tire.
Nobody knows how to change a tire.
Or what a 401k is.
Well, I'm a lawyer and I'm dumb with a lot of real world things too.
I like that. That's why I think it's relatable. Like, people will listen to it and be like, text me and be like, I didn't know, or DM me and be like, I also didn't know that. And I'm like, thank you. I'm not alone here.
I just like, don't like, I'm smart, but when I don't want to know, I don't listen. Like, you could, I just tune out. So
absolutely.
I would rather talk about this job and reality TV and what I do. And if it's like some real world thing, like, I mean, if you want to know about, like, I met this really new great friend in politics. I'll make this story short, in politics, and he's like a big deal. So like, when we're out in the Hamptons, you know, there are reality TV people will be like, oh my god, you're David, blah blah blah, and this friend of mine would be like, what, like, people know who you are? I don't get it. And I would say, he's like, he's some huge person in politics, so we would go out and people would be like, oh my god, you're so,
is it Obama?
No, it's someone, it's no one, like, you wouldn't know, but people that are really into politics. Yeah. And I'm like, who the hell are you? Like, it's just funny that we're like, so sometimes it's,
yeah,
I don't know what the point of that story was, but the point was, I think I have no clue about
you're
what's
bragging.
Going on.
You're
no,
no, no. No, he's really, on my side is what you was saying.
Right. Like, I have no clue of like real world things that are happening that I should probably know about. You start talking to me and I'm nodding, but my mind is thinking.
Yeah, you're somewhere else. That's the same with me.
I think it's good. I think it keeps us balanced. And it's fun. It's fun. And it's the conversations we would have anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, now look, I don't want to be like too like aggressive with your time, but you know, when this show comes back on, you know what I like to do, Anna. You know, I have Catherine Edwards for Beverly Hills. And
Catherine. I think Beva would be great for that. I mean,
for what?
You could come too.
To recap Miami and go on when the show was on.
And we don't even have to.
Oh, you do a recap.
We don't even have to do it once a week. But I think like, you know, like a check-in of like, what are we thinking of?
Yeah, you should.
I think you should both come back and we could talk about the podcast.
We'll do it. Why not? We'll
space it out, you know? You know you're going to be watching this season.
Oh yeah,
100% we'll be watching. We'll do it.
Where can everyone listen to this and find you guys? Because we want people to listen, because it really is fun.
We are on Apple Podcasts, we're on Spotify, and we're on YouTube. Most people like watching us on YouTube because we're so pretty. You can follow our Instagram at Mommy Issues the Pod. It's mommy like mommy, M-A-M-I. Okay.
Because we're Latinas, if you haven't
noticed.
We're
Latinas, baby.
I love that.
Yeah. But yeah, it's fun.
We now both have mommy issues. Yeah. And so it's Mommy Issues the Pod on Instagram. And then
on Instagram, you can find it on YouTube the same way, Spotify, the works. We're everywhere.
Find you if they want to find you.
You can find me on Instagram at Beba, B-E-B-A underscore Rod, R-O-D.
And me at Anna Cooks, A-N-A-Q-O-O-K-S.
I love it. Well, listen, you'll come back. Yes, go on.
For sure. And we love you. We just want you to know that we love you. We love your show. My other daughter loves your show. And I'm proud of everything you're doing and how big you've become.
You're one of my.
We can't wait to summer in the Hamptons.
Yeah, and with you. When he's coming to Miami.
And when Miami in February, March, and we can hang out in LA. Yes. I'm in LA in all for all of January.
Would love it. Oh, awesome. Call me.
We can get a drink. I don't know where you live in LA, but we'll. I mean, Santa Monica. We'll travel.
Santa Monica. We'll figure it out.
For sure.
Easy to travel when I get there.
Yeah.
I love you guys too. So you'll keep in touch. And this was for really fun. And we will talk soon.
Okay.
Okay. Great.
Bye.
Love you all. Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.